make this a good day, even though it's not for the folks in Oklahoma City and that environment. Doug Steffen here with a morning's first look for many of you at what's going on in Oklahoma City, the tragedy there, the devastation there, the story there. Jennifer Horn is here.
The images.
Ken Kessler, the images that are coming from there. The news media doing, in some respects, a good job of doing, the transcript of the event and what led up to it, but then we have the continuing shots of the same thing over and over again.
Well, I think the issue is that it leveled a school, and because of all the children that lost their lives, I think that's where they just tend to dwell. I mean, it makes you kind of, you know, I mean, it's hard to deal with when you watch these things over and over
again.
That's
the whole thing. That's the cheat part of this, Jennifer, is that it is tugging at the heartstrings of people. You can't bring the children back. There are 51 or more people dead. 20 of them are children, most of them in this school. And the school, is this the school? There were a couple of different schools. I'm trying to, in my mind, get the story straight. There were children that were out of school. This thing started about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon local time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 2 miles wide, up to 200 mile an hour winds. Very strong, very devastating tornado. The worst one in our country since, I think, 2011. So the children that were ready to leave school were kept in school. Is this the same school, or was it a different school?
I believe you're correct that it was the same school. I think there were like 70. If what I heard was correct, there were 75 kids still in that school.
Right. Yeah. I think that's the story.
Mm-hmm.
So at any rate, can you imagine yourself in this circumstance? I don't think you can, unless you've been through a tornado. You talk to people who have been through tornadoes and the noise that it makes.
Everybody says it's like a train.
Yeah, and then it goes through so fast, and you open up the door to the cellar or wherever it is that you go to hide, and you look around, and it's like you have been, seriously, it's like being, Dorothy gets dropped.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it feels.
They were saying the stuff from this hurricane, it was being dropped in Branson, Missouri, which is 250 miles away.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, here's what I found really interesting, because you know, I always keep an eye on social media. I watch Facebook and Twitter quite a bit, and it always interests me how people handle these news stories. And what I was taken by is the outrage that a lot of people had, my friends anyway, on Facebook and Twitter, that were so upset with the parents of these children because they didn't insist on taking their kids home. And I get that. One of my friends in particular, who's a close personal friend of mine who has two young ones, said, if I even thought there was a chance of a tornado, my kid would not be going to school that day. Sorry, keeping my kid at home. And, I mean, the outrage that was coming from parents that these kids even were in the school, I thought was really interesting. Because for me, you know, I'm not a parent yet, so I'm just thinking about the tragedy. Oh, my gosh, you know, you've got these kids there. I didn't really think about that parenting aspect of insisting that you take your kids home. Because I think these kids almost went into lockdown through the school because they felt that it was a safe place for them to be, and so they left them there. I don't know. Have you guys heard about that on any of our social media networks?
I hadn't, but what I had heard was that the tornado warning was issued, and there was like 16 minutes before it hit. So there wasn't a whole lot of time to do anything. I know some of the kids from one of the schools got bussed out, but they just didn't have time.
Right. And I think that's the thing, is that most of the time you think these tornadoes are just going to be the little twisters that they usually are, that don't create that much damage. But this one got so big so fast, I think you're right. I think people were taken by surprise that it got so big.
One of the things that's very interesting to overview is how, as you've just suggested, these things grow to the size they do and the intensity that they are, and as quickly as it happens. It is just a weather anomaly, all these things coming together, sort of, if you'll pardon the pun, the perfect storm, because that's really what it is. It's a conglomeration of things that happen just right, and this time of year, May and June, when all these situations seem to be mm-hmm. at their peak, at their best or worst, depending on how you look at it. So the Oklahoma tornadoes, we're following this by listening to the coverage on KFOR television. I think, Michael, we'll listen to a little of the audio just to sort of get a sense as to what the locals are hearing, feeling, and maybe thinking.
Those rescuers that are trying to get the job done down there. So kind of tell us about what's going on right now.
Well, right now I'm at Northeast 4th and Bryant Street in Moore. We have been weaving around these streets. It's like a maze because there's so much debris, so much destruction that a lot of these roads, you just can't drive on them. So police have set up barricades right now just to keep curious people who would come and look at the damage to see it for themselves back, because right now rescuers are just overwhelmed with searching for and recovering, that they don't need to be worrying about people who come here and then get hurt when they've been telling, you know, everyone stay away since hour one. And you can see the police block behind me. They are being very thorough, checking people's credentials, making sure that no one who isn't supposed to be here gets through. And, you know, Kent, you mentioned the weather, and it has. It's changed drastically. Even in the last couple minutes, the temperature feels like it just keeps dropping. And I'm actually going to let Mike pan to the sky. You might see those pulsing lights and think that that's from the police car, and in part, you're right, but we've also been getting some big flashes of lightning, a little bit of rumbling of thunder lately in the last few minutes as well. And for an area that just got absolutely destroyed by the tornado yesterday, this is kind of putting everyone on edge. We're thinking, you know, when is this severe weather going to end? And I know that we've got a long day ahead of us as well. And the coverage of our coverage of this destruction of the tornado has gained national and even worldwide attention. All morning, people have been tweeting me that they're sending thoughts and prayers. I've gotten tweets from Italy. I had one girl tweet me, say she was watching from Israel and she used to live in Oklahoma City, and that seeing our news coverage streamed live makes her feel better, because since she can't be here, she feels like she's keeping up to date, and it's comforting to her. So that's
right. So that's just about them. It's not about the story. That's what drives me nuts about some of these things. Yeah.
Because you're a guy, but I actually, that comforts me a little bit. I usually don't like it when the news people make themselves a story. Mm-hmm. I don't like it usually when radio people make themselves a story. But mm-hmm. what I do think in a case like that is it does kind of humanize things a little bit, and it's just a break from the constant, this is how many people died. You know what I mean? It kind of gives you that break and the lull.
Kenny, you said that there were a number of people that are on our Facebook.com/Good Day site and at Twitter talking about this more than anything else. The folks who are worried about the Obama administration, the scandal, you can start a conspiracy that Obama created the tornado because he wanted to get attention of all of the scandals.
Congratulations, sir. Holy moly.
All right, so what have we got?
Amidst all of the horror of this, I did find a nice story coming out of this, and just posted it onto DougStephan.com in the trending box, where a woman whose house was destroyed was being interviewed, and during the interview, she found her dog, who was buried but still alive in the rubble,
and
was able to pull it out. It's 2 or 3 minutes worth of video, well worth your time at DougStephan.com to check that out.
Well, there are a lot of stories, and the funds that have been started. I mentioned earlier the Indiegogo crowd fund that had already been started. There are a number of them, which we also highlight at DougStephan.com. So you know you're not going to get scammed. If you want to give, you can find the ways to go by checking out our post at DougStephan.com. 16 after the hour on Good Day with Jennifer and Ken and Doug and Richie. Can you put a little face on your putting game, those of you who are golfers? Does it need improvement? Golfers are able to improve quickly when they have instant feedback about their stroke. Obeam's putting aid provides you that feedback, helping you minimize head movement and lower your putting score. Created by golf pro and instructor Katie O'Keefe, the Obeam putting aid is extremely effective and easy to use. Clip the Obeam to your visor and address the ball in your putting setup. The O-beam provides a clear indicator so you can practice reducing head movement, one of the main obstacles to developing a consistent putting stroke. For a limited time, get the O-beam putting aid for $25 when you contribute to the crowdfunding effort that they're going to be putting forth today. Later on today, you can check that out at DougStefan.com. Visit obeamputt.com. That's obeamputt.com, the technology that is revolutionizing the way golfers train. Obeamputt.com. Golfers of every level, from beginning to pro, are using the O-beam putting aid to lower their scores. You can learn it, too. Improve your game at obeamputt.com. O-beam putting aid. Practice like the pros and steady your game. O-beam, O-B-E-A-M. MPUTT.com.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Doug Stefan here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 27th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, so the situation in Oklahoma City has a lot of people antsy. This sort of thing can happen through what they call Tornado Alley, which is basically Kansas, Oklahoma, northern Texas, into Missouri. I can remember when I was in school at Heidelberg, there was a tornado that came through northwest Ohio, but it's not the usual thing. The usual thing is at this time of year to look where it is the most humid. That seems to be it. And the humidity somehow or other has contributed to this. I'm certainly not a weather person, but you look at where they have it. This sort of thing can't happen in California, for example. Has there ever been a tornado in California? Jennifer, I can't ever remember.
I don't know. The people always get nervous when we have weather because there have been little, like, little twisters, wind tunnels that have touched down, but never a real tornado, I don't
think. When you look at the headlines today, crews dig through the night. I think 91 people are confirmed dead now, right? Mm-hmm. Worried parents seek out their children. There's some picture work here that's pretty amazing, especially the pictures of the Oklahoma school that I'm sure you've probably seen by now. But it's all part of trying just to deal with this. Twitter and Facebook, good places to go to do that. 21 at the hour.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results. by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Way truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Tune from the Thompson Twins. I always try to, at this time in every hour, bring you a few seconds of a song that means something emotionally or otherwise to most of us. This song was at number one during this week in 1984, and it does apply to those who are trying to figure out what's happened to their families in Oklahoma, and those who are around the country have Oklahomans in your family. Holding you now, holding you tight, holding you close is something that's reassuring. So we'll give you that message of reassurance. As we lighten things up a little bit here, getting off of our minds the comings and goings of the families and the folks who are having this tragedy, having to deal with what's going on south and south, I think it's southeast mostly of Oklahoma City. So we have usually here at this point the three or four excerpts from the late night television talk shows, with the monologues being focused. So we have Jay Leno and David Letterman and Jimmy Fallon here.
I tell you something. Man, these White House scandals are not going away anytime soon. I tell you how bad it's looking for President Obama. People in Kenya are now saying he is 100% American. That's how bad it is. Well, yesterday, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell charged that there is a culture of intimidation throughout the Obama administration. That's what McConnell said. He says a culture of intimidation. Really? Anybody intimidated by Barack Obama? Huh? He can't even keep Joe Biden in line. Come on!
$590 million is the biggest single jackpot ever since, well, since Tiger Woods' divorce. It's the most money ever.
Did anyone here win the Powerball this weekend? I'm just kidding. Did you hear about this? It turns out the winning ticket of Saturday's huge $590 million Powerball. Was apparently sold in a town called Zephyr Hills, Florida. While the identity of the winner hasn't been publicly announced yet, I guess it's whoever just moved out of Zephyr Hills, Florida. That's on Rhode Island now at this point, yeah. That's right, the winning Powerball ticket was sold in Florida. In a related story, Florida residents are getting an unusual volume of calls from their grandkids today. It's like, hey, Grandpa, checking on you. Hey, you didn't buy a ticket or anything, did you, this weekend?
Who is this? Why are you pranking me?
There you go. Maybe more than that going on than you know, in fact. Doug with Jennifer and Kenny. Also yesterday, Wendy Williams on her daytime talk program had a discussion about, speaking of Florida, about Donald Trump and golf, which I think we find interesting, and we're going to pass it along to you.
How you doing,
how
Wendy
you
and Mr. Trump?
How are you?
I'm Judy, and I'm married to a wonderful man. but he's a golfaholic.
Oh.
He's very, very good, but I'd like him to spend just a little bit less time on the course and more time with me.
Now, Donald, you're a golfer.
And I'm an expert on this subject.
Okay.
Let him play golf. Tell him I love
you.
Does he make a good living?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let him play golf.
He does.
Tell him to enjoy himself. You love him. Don't take him off the golf course, because otherwise he may have to fly the coop. I doubt it, but he may fly the coop. Let him play. Encourage him. Don't do that. I've seen too many wives when I've seen it.
Right.
They say, oh, you're playing golf, you're playing golf. Guess what? One day they go home, he's not there.
When they take him out of a habit that he really loves, he might turn on you like a wild dog. But you know what I would suggest? Does he play like at a club where there's a clubhouse?
Yes. Oh,
can
yeah.
you get a cute golf outfit and maybe drive the golf?
I do golf.
All right. Well,
I do.
You might not golf on his level, but he might golf.
So. This is interesting. I was sort of hearkening back to the Pat Robertson clip where he deals with somebody who wrote him a letter. A husband had cheated on her, and what is Pat Robertson's advice? And this is a little softer than that, but my husband
sounds about the same.
Right.
But I do think it's true. You can't,
the same thing.
You can't insist someone drop a habit that they really like.
Really? It would depend on what the habit is, but I think you better know that.
Well, something healthy like golf.
Yeah. 20 and after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can you tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. Two-thirds of the remaining 166 prisoners at Guantanamo are on a hunger strike. What can or should President Obama do about this legal limbo?
Will do what he should do, which is that some 86, I believe, of these inmates have already been cleared for release. He should take advantage of the loophole that Congress gave him, allow the Secretary of Defense to individually certify these people for release and send them back to wherever they are, even if it is Yemen or someplace like that. But Obama's right. We got to close Guantanamo. I got to say that the president is right in that we're not going to leave this prison open forever. We do have a problem we have to deal with, though, and that a number of the people we've released, we've captured or killed back on the battlefield. So how do we weed out the good from the bad there? I don't know. No one really in the Bush administration or later the Obama administration thought it through.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Tuesday program. It's May 21st. I'm Doug. He's Rich. He's Jennifer. He's Ken. Our focus in this half hour will be on Twitter, amongst other things, and things that are happening with Twitter that you may or may not know about. Plus, the trial of farmer Vernon Hershberger starts today.
Oh, yeah.
But before we get to that, let's get the latest on Oklahoma City and the headlines there. It's somewhere between 90 and 100 people who have died, number of children in an elementary school. I'm not sure what we can say about the circumstances. Pretty much everybody knows what happened there yesterday afternoon, a little after 3 o'clock, a tornado that was the most severe to occur in our country since May of 2011. 200-mile-an-hour winds, 2 miles wide across, goes through, starts a little bit to the west of Oklahoma City, west and south, blows a path across the southern part of Oklahoma City and ends up southeast of Oklahoma.
This thing was on the ground for 40 minutes.
Yeah, a lot of noise, a lot of destruction.
Amazing.
Yeah. It did look like a bowling ball just went and just dumped right just through. Unbelievable.
So you can imagine what people are talking about, what they're thinking. Our suggestion, if you feel to help, there are a number of ways of doing it, and we've posted them at DougStephan.com. You can be sure there are no scams involved in any of the things that we post there, which is something to look out for. Part of all of these events, somebody is going to cook up a way to try to get your money away from you that will have nothing to do with helping the people. And you don't necessarily have to go to the Red Cross. A lot of people say, okay, we'll give it to the Red Cross because our money is safe. Not so sure that's always the truth there either. There's an Indiegogo crowdfund that's already been set up. A couple of other things, Kenny, that you've highlighted at DougStephan.com. You want to give us a quick summary?
Most of the national charities, of course, are involved. There's also a couple local Oklahoma charities that have quickly started funds, and they make it very easy. You can text to them. You can use PayPal to make a donation. You can even send a check in, because this is something that's going to take a while to take care of. The Oklahoma Baptist Disaster Relief.
Mm-hmm. That these local Oklahoma charities, they're used to this, unfortunately. They know how to do this, you would think.
Yeah, you would want to do a local. You don't want to do a national.
They've been through this before, and they know what services are needed and what items are needed and how to manage the funds.
Yeah, they're in the neighborhood.
They're in the neighborhood. They know who needs the help.
Yep. All right, so the bottom line is that this is a situation you can't imagine, nor do you ever want to be in this dilemma, in this quandary. It's really very tough. I've never been through a real tornado. I don't know how many of you, Richie, if you've ever been through one. They're common to where you grew up.
I live in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area. Yeah. And
there was one in 1954 where I live, but it didn't last. It wasn't much of anything. Jennifer doesn't have a California. Kenny's in California, so it's something special. Any of you been through a tornado, you want to share this a cathartic way of getting to it, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. Certainly follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, what is it, Moore, Oklahoma?
Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
This is like the center of Tornado Alley. And I mean, it's almost an annual event.
Why would you live there?
I guess they're brave and a strong community, and they probably think that their buildings. I mean, look, that school. They were talking about how they felt that school was completely safe for those children to be.
So here's the question: do these places need to be treated the same as those who are building houses along the coastal areas that are vulnerable to hurricanes? The government's finally saying, no, we're not paying anymore for you. You want to build a house there? You're on your own. You can't get insurance for it. And many people who are in Tornado Alley have the same problem. Mm-hmm. They can't get
tornado. We can't get earthquake insurance. In California.
So is it smart to rebuild this community or to shut the lights out, close the door, and go somewhere else? What do you do? Is it stubbornness? Is it loyalty?
Has been damaged significantly by tornadoes in 1998, 1999, 2003, 2009.
Listen, I want to tell you something. You wouldn't catch me moving there. What would you want to live there for? Why? 888-302-3684. All right, let's spend a minute or two or three or four talking about... wait a minute, let me just pack up for a second. My mind went to Sandy Hook for a reason that, if you give me a minute, I'll explain.
The same amount of kids died.
Well, and that wasn't it, though. I was thinking about the devastation and what do you do after the fact. There's a lot of discussion in Sandy Hook about whether the school should be torn down and replaced with an entirely new school. There's a school committee task force that's trying to determine the future of the school.
Well, it's closed now. I mean, they have the kids going to a different campus.
Yes, they're in another they're in another town.
Right.
But they've discussed a number of alternatives under which the current school would be renovated, or whether or not there ought to be a new school built on that location. For me, if I were a resident of the community, I would want the school torn down and not build a new school on that site. Because the kind of, if you will, the whatever
energy,
you want to use, the energy,
mojo,
just no. You just can't build a school or have a school on that site. It's just not. Yeah. It is.
That's kind of like moving a cemetery and putting a school there.
Yeah, right.
Weird.
Yeah. So I just offer that. I'm thinking about, again, back to the Moore, Oklahoma situation. How in the world do you go back and keep rebuilding and have any sense of credibility?
Well, I mean, we're pretty lucky here in the Delmarva. We don't really get any much extreme weather. We get some bad storms, but that's it. But, think about many places in this country. I mean, where do you go? In California, you get fires, earthquakes, and mudslides.
Everybody's got
Florida, you got the hurricanes.
There's something about a tornado, Rich.
This East Coast, the tornadoes are scary.
And hurricanes are scary as hell.
Because you can see them coming. Yeah. I mean, as much as I cannot stand earthquakes, believe me, I'm no fan, but at least you just kind of have to prepare yourself and then just hope for the best. And you don't have to actually see it coming your way. I mean, that's hard to have to hunker
down. There's something about tornado. I grew up in hurricane time, and I'm very troubled. Whenever there's a hurricane coming, it troubles me. Psychologically, a great deal. Seen a lot of damage from it.
Had a few good ones here in the past decade or so, and they hit hard.
Yep. 19 for the hour, actually, on the Good Day program. In a moment, we'll spend spend some time talking about the case of this Amish farmer named Vernon Hershberger, whose trial begins today. If you haven't heard his story, you will, and then you're going to start throwing things at the radio to imagine that your tax dollars are being used to try to chase this guy around. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Discover Card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
This support is brought to you by Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America. Sizzling hot days and outdoor parties at the pool, on the beach, or in the backyard go hand in hand with perfectly paired cocktails and drinks sure to quench your thirst this summer. Margaritas, sangria, mojitos, and so much more. Whatever your pleasure and wherever your summer soiree, entertaining should be easy. Just ask the experts how they spend more time mingling and less time mixing. Nationally recognized Tony Abuganim, the modern mixologist, is fresh from the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America 70th Annual Convention and Exposition in Orlando, Florida.
When it comes to creating fresh beverages, it's important to remember your drink is only as good as its ingredients. Reach for fresh seasonal fruits, watermelons, strawberries, blueberries, and always fresh squeezed citrus juice. Pull out the punch bowl. And finally, arm yourself with a good, quality set of bar tools that will make everything easier and much more fun.
For more information, visit WSWAconvention.org. I'm Dan Marin.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa.
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com Memorial Day sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Doug Show at 16 before the hour with Jennifer and Richie and Kenny. Our focus now on Vernon Hershberger. Some of you may or may not have heard several discussions I've had various hours of the program about this trial, which begins today.
This is all over the place. Everybody's talking about this.
Yeah, this is one of these things where, if you don't know, this is about farm, food, and freedom, the three F's. This guy is, I'm guessing by looking at him, maybe 30, early 30s. Have you seen a picture? And we ought to probably put some of the streaming up online, Kenny, because this would be a good opportunity for people to really understand what the damn government is doing. And that's really what it is. We're all so fed up with this. There are a lot of food rights activists who have come from all around the country that are in this courthouse today. Fellow is Wisconsinite. Vernon Hershberger is his name. He is charged with four criminal misdemeanors that could land him. And by the way, he has been a farmer all his life, grew up on a farm. He's got four children. He's a husband, obviously. He could have to go to jail for 30 months, have to pay a $10,000 fine. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, those of you who are listening in Wisconsin, you should be ashamed of yourselves for allowing this sort of thing to happen. Absolutely outrageous. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection targeted him for supplying a private buying club with fresh milk and other produce. Mm. That's really what this is all about.
Well, it's a gateway
fresh
drug.
Farm
is this?
Yeah,
this is
product.
Wait a minute. Is this the local government going after him or the feds?
Wisconsin? No, it's the state of Wisconsin. Really? Going after him? Yeah, right.
They must not have a lot to do, huh?
Well, you got to wonder about that, and I'd be interested
Wisconsin
to hear from people in Wisconsin. That's what really sends me.
Dairy farms, by the way.
Yeah. So they've charged Hershberger with, among other things, operating a retail food establishment without a license. He rejects this, citing that he provides food only to paid members in a private club, and that's not subject to state regulations. He says, quote, there's more at stake here than to a farmer and a few customers. This is about the fundamental right of farmers and consumers to engage in peaceful, private, mutually consenting agreements for food without any additional oversight. This thing has been going on for a year, by the way, and there were some pre-trial hearings that took place basically since the first of the year. There is a movement and a document called the Declaration of Food Independence that I would like to also get printed, Kenny. It asserts inherent rights in our food choices. You know how powerful the local boer movement has become. These people are shoveling against the tide. And so with every day that guys like this, and there have been many of these trials, if you saw the movie Farmageddon, you can get a copy of that and see what's gone on the last 10, 12 years around our country. You see why there's a need for the Farm Food Freedom Coalition. The FDA, although, Richie, this is a state action, if you look at the last few months, again, since the beginning of the year, the FDA has conducted several long undercover sting operations and raids against peaceful farmers and buying clubs that have resulted in farms shutting down, the farmers going bankrupt because they can't pay the legal bills, and consumers, most notably, not having access to food that they bought, that they depend on, that they want, and they deserve. So what's going on in our country? What's going on in Wisconsin? What's going on in other places? We'll try to keep this in our, at least if you can remind me, I'll be watching this every day and bring you maybe an update or two. There's a video called Let Them Eat Grass. Good, Doug. Let Them Eat Grass. The Food Freedom Revolution, which we also post if we can. Sometimes you can't move these things around, right? You can't post something from one site to another because they're somehow embargoed. Is that right?
How can you do that?
Embedded.
Embedded, right.
Okay. Or embargoed, whatever you want.
But there are ways to donate to this guy's legal defense fund. He's a simple, sweet guy who's just trying to do what other peaceful farmers are trying to do. See, this is the kind of stuff
the other thing
that creates
coming around,
the want, the desire for a revolution. Yeah,
that I read yesterday is there's a lot of action against Monsanto and DuPont on the bee thing right now, the honeybees.
Yeah.
And Monsanto is even kind of saying we're studying the problem, pretty much admitting that their pesticides.
Right, they're going to have to pay.
Their pesticides that are in the corn seed.
Yep.
Is what's driving and killing the honeybees away.
Right, the bees are all dead,
So, food for thought, if you will, pardon the pun. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, instant treatment for high cholesterol. There's a breakthrough that we've been discussing here on this program for about a year and a half. You want your cholesterol numbers to drop and drop in 30 days. The completely safe, most intelligent way to do it, if you'll pardon the reference to myself, is to do what I did, frankly. If you have stubbornly high cholesterol, you'd love to get that count down under control without having to go on prescription drugs. Changing your diet sometimes helps. But the bottom line is this product called Cardiol, which is available now on a free 30-day trial, will lower your cholesterol. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. Call 888-809-6424 and get the talking points from the folks that you can get info from, or you can go online to cardiol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L.net. And you can, but /Doug, get the information about this natural remedy. I've taken a lot of them. None of them were as effective. And lowering my cholesterol was a real need that I had. I don't have enough of the good, and I have too much of the bad. So this addresses it in 30 days. Cardiol, a free 30-day supply, 888-809-6424.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Needed today because a lot of technology in the news. Let's get to it. 53 and change after the hour. Shelley Palmer up first on the iPhone, which has Passbook. And now Samsung has what it calls Wallet. Both help you keep track of boarding passes, event tickets, and other things like that. But only one has a connection with Visa. You'll find out which one in just a moment here on Good Day.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, Year-End Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, one of the biggest advantages Android had over iOS was Google Now, which gives you the information you want when you need it. It'll help you manage your day, stay connected, and find fun things to do nearby. Google Now is now on iOS, though, with most of its core features intact. Google Now is activated within the Search app, and once you activate it, you can use it to access your Gmail, calendar, location, search behavior, and more. Now is most helpful to people like me who run their lives through Google. I use Gmail and Google Calendar, which means Now already knows my schedule and commitments, and it has a good understanding of what my information needs are. While Now is missing some features, like nearby events and Fandango, there are still more than two dozen others that remain, including the major ones like weather and traffic. Now is part of the free Google Search app in the App Store, so grab it today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, every Sam's Club member gets a savings book with over $3,500 in extra manufacturer savings on your favorite brands of snacks, beverages, baby and pet supplies, plus the best Samsung phones, Nikon cameras, Dyson vacuums, and much, much more. Not a member yet? Join Sam's Club now and get your savings book worth more than $3,500. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Get a free Samsung Rugby 3 when you switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network. Instant communication, and you can talk to up to 250 people at once. And with AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to switch today and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only, requires tier commitment to eligible plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Okay, a couple of things technically that are of interest. There's a story, actually a couple of stories, at DougStefan.com today. One of them, a posting from police in Britain. They posted a wanted picture on their Facebook page. The criminal in the photo said, "Catch me if you can," back to them. And guess what?
They did. Good for them. Taking that challenge.
Right, if you want to see the story. He's a teenager, and you always love those sorts of stories. When you see them, they become... It's taken them several weeks to get a hold of people like this. Apparently, this guy's been in trouble before. And so he just said, "Catch me if you can." They said, "Swell."
We did. Thank you.
There's a new project on Kickstarter that looks to bring back wooden pinhole cameras. Do you know what those are?
No.
All right. So go to the story, the DougStefan.com website. We always have these things. These are cool stories that are posted every day. And the story is about digital cameras that are in these little boxes. This is courtesy of an industrial designer, a self-taught carpenter. His name is Elvis Halovic. He developed pinhole cameras that he and his brother make out of locally harvested chestnut. The pinhole camera, as they've been branded, created in six different dimensions and sizes, as further explained in the video. If you watch the video at DougStefan.com, you'll see it. They don't use lenses. Instead, they feature a pin-sized hole to produce an image. To expose images on the film, you just open the shutter by moving it up and down, and it creates a picture. It's like a new kind of a camera, but it's an old kind of a camera. And so they're looking for money on Kickstarter.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.